Welcome to lesson number 3, A Doll's House. This is the version that I'm using, as you know. So, just by way of introduction, I just want to very quickly go over Act 1. We've completed that in the first 2 lessons. So, we have 4 main characters, 5 main characters in the play so far. We have Nora Helmer and her husband Torvald Helmer, and they have 3 children, yeah? We have Mrs. Christine Linde, who's an old friend of Nora. Christine has been living away from the main city for a number of years. She was married to a man that she didn't love, but he was a rich man. She married him because she had to raise her 2 young brothers. And her mother had died recently. So Miss Christine Linde has come into town looking for work. Looking for a job. She appeals to Nora because Nora's husband Torvald has just been promoted to bank manager. So he's in a position to hire new people. Hopefully he will hire Christine, and he says that he will. Niels Krogstad knew Christine Lind when they lived in the same village. Now, what is the nature of their relationship? We're going to find out a little bit more about that. But he's a lawyer, but he has a very bad reputation, and everybody seems to know that somewhere in his past he did something illegal, immoral. Dr. Rank, who is an old friend of the family, is very, very ill, and he comes to visit his friend Torvald pretty much every day. He's in the house quite a bit, but we know he's very, very sick. And he has heard about Krogstad, and he's also heard that Krogstad has been doing something immoral. Exactly what it is, we find out in Act 1 that he has forged signatures on some documents. What documents? We also discover in Act 1 that Niels Krogstad and Nora are connected through money. Money, 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 money. Nora loves money. Torvald says that, and Christine says that about her. She just loves money. What does she want all this money for? When they were first married, Torvald became very, very ill. We don't know exactly what the sickness was, but Nora felt that she had to take him away from Norway, very cold in the wintertime, to a warm, sunny place. So in Italy, the island of Capri in Italy is where. But it cost a lot of money to stay there while he got stronger and better. Being a woman, a married woman, she was not able to borrow money from the bank. Only her husband could have borrowed money. So she gets a loan that's arranged through Krogstad. And with that money, she's able to take her husband away. She has never told her husband where that money came from. He believes it came from her father, but actually took it out as a private loan. Illegal. And that loan, she forged her father's signature. She wrote her father's signature on that loan, as well as a promissory note called a bond to pay that money back. She forged it. Illegal. Krogstad is working at the bank where Torvald is going to become the new manager. And because of Torvald's reputation, he believes that he's going to be fired. And he's appealing to Nora to speak to her husband so that he can keep his job at the bank. That's where we are. I'm going to play the balance of the first act from this fantastic movie.
And say it to us.
I really long to say. Hell and damnation.
Oh, heavens,
no.
You're mad. Say it.
Torvald, this is Christine. She's just arrived in town.
See, Christine,
Christine Linde, dear. Mrs. Christine Linde.
Oh, I see. You must be a school friend of my wife.
Yes, we used to know each other a long time
She's
ago.
Come all this way just to talk to you.
I don't understand.
Well, it's not quite true.
You see, Christine is very clever at office work. But what she really longs to do is to work for someone very experienced so she can learn even more about it.
It sounds very sensible, Mrs. Linda.
And when she heard you'd been made bank manager, someone sent her a telegram about it. She traveled all this way just to talk to you and, oh, don't you think you could do something for Torvald, for my sake?
Well, it's not impossible. I assume you're a widow, Mrs. Linda.
Yes.
And you've had some business experience.
Quite a lot, yes.
Well, it's very likely I shall be able to find you a place.
There you are, you see.
You must excuse me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you leaving as well, Christine?
Yes, I must go and find a room.
Tell me, Ralph.
Well, perhaps you'd like to come down with us.
Oh, into the kitchen and get your cocoa, and then I'll take your coats.
Right.
Hey.
You're not going to the drawing room until it's ready.
Anne-Marie,
don't let them go in.
No, don't worry.
Did you have a nice walk?
Yes, we had a fine time out there.
Mummy, Eva threw a snowball at me from right close up and he hurt me.
Oh. You're freezing. Go into the kitchen and have some cocoa. Then perhaps we'll play a game. Yes.
You will come round and see me this afternoon, Christine, won't you?
Yes, I will. Such a lovely baby.
Well, don't keep him in this draught.
Well, come along, Mrs. Linda.
Uh-huh.
I'll try not to be too loud. Goodbye. Mm.
Say goodbye to Daddy.
Goodbye.
That's a good boy.
Mummy, can I please play hide and seek?
Only if you promise not to go into the drawing
room. Oh, we promise.
All right, who's going to go and hide? What about you, Eva?
Oh, no, Mummy, you go.
All right. Count up to 10, and no cheating, mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We're coming.
I wonder if she's in the nursery.
No, she isn't.
No, not there.
What is it? What do you want?
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Helmer. I didn't mean...
My husband is out, Mr. Gloucester.
Yes, I know. It's you I wish to speak to.
Mummy, I can see you.
Go in with Anne-Marie now.
No, we want to play.
No, we have another game. Another game in a minute when this man's gone. Better come in here. It's not the first of the month yet.
No, it's Christmas Eve. And if you want it to be a pleasant Christmas, well, it's up to you.
I can't possibly get hold of any money today.
Oh, there's no need to worry about that at the moment. It's something else.
Well?
I've just seen your husband walking down the street with a lady.
What of it?
Might I be so bold as to ask whether that lady is a certain Mrs. Linda?
Yes, it is.
Is she a close friend of yours?
Yes, she is, but well, I don't
know. I used to know her as well.
Yes.
Oh, she told you about that, did she? Yes, I thought as much. Now, will you give me a straight answer to this, Mrs. Helmer? Has Mrs. Linda been offered a job at the bank?
I don't know how you have the face to ask me a question like that, Mr. Grogstad. You are one of my husband's employees, after all. However, since you ask, I will tell you. Yes, Mrs. Linda has been given a job here. On my recommendation, Mr. Grogstad, now you know.